Track 12, Musical Memories. We have just passed VE Day on the 8th of May, so this month's contribution from Alison Applin is very appropriate. Maggie is going to read Alison's discussion of national anthems.
Well, we've had a lot of patriotism this month, haven't we, owing to the 80th anniversary of VE Day. So I thought we would continue that theme, literally, by looking at and listening to some national anthems. A national anthem is defined as a song of praise, devotion, or patriotism, symbolising or evoking the history and traditions of a country or nation. Sometimes these anthems grew out of, or are used as well as, royal anthems. A royal anthem is a patriotic song similar to a national anthem, but it specifically praises or prays for a monarch or royal dynasty. Both royal anthems and national anthems are traditionally performed at public appearances of the monarch or at other state occasions, as well as at prestigious sporting events. And of course, during the war years, the British national anthem was played in our cinemas at the end of the screening, where, depending on your point of view, you either stood up and sang along or made a quick dash for the exit. This custom actually continued for many years in cinemas and on television and radio, gradually being phased out. National anthems are often in the style of a march or a hymn. They're usually written in the most common language of the country, and countries with multiple languages may have several versions of their anthem. For instance, Switzerland's national anthem has different lyrics for each of the country's four official languages: French, German, Italian, and Romanche. Here is the French version. Multiple claims to the position of the oldest national anthem, but one of the first to have been composed was the Dutch anthem, the Wilhelmus, written between 1568 and 1572. This has both Dutch and English language versions and is unusual in that it is an acrostic in both languages. Gosh, that really is clever. The lyrics tell of William of Orange and his fight against the King of Spain to gain independence for the Netherlands, serving God and leading his people in the fight against persecution. Somewhat surprisingly for a Protestant country, the melody is that of a popular Catholic French song. When it was first introduced, there were protests that it was a song for Orange royalists, but it was officially recognised as the national anthem in 1932. And during the Second World War, the Dutch united around the song. Now it is one of the more popular national anthems and is often played by the Dutch violinist André Rieu at his outdoor summer concerts. The first national anthem to be officially adopted as such was the Spanish anthem. It was first printed in a document dated 1761, where it was entitled La Marcha Granadera, March of the Grenadiers. In 1770, Spain's King Charles III declared it an official honour march to be played at state occasions, and it eventually became the official national anthem during the reign of Isabella II, 1833 to 1868. Now called La Marcha Real, It is unusual in that it is one of the only four national anthems to have no official lyrics, the other three being those of Bosnia and Herzegovina, San Marino and Kosovo. This explains why, when I've seen it performed at official sporting or public events, no one is doing any singing. Apparently, one is encouraged to hum or la-la-la along to the music. So, if you like, you can hum along yourselves to a bit of it now. Viva España, alzados brazos hijos del pueblo español, que vuelve a resurgir. Viva España, alzados brazos hijos del pueblo español, que vuelve a resurgir. Gloria a la patria que supo seguir sobre el azul del mar el caminar del sol. Gloria a la patria que supo seguir sobre el azul. Anthems became increasingly popular among European states in the 18th century as revolutions were threatening to overthrow several monarchies. In 1792, the mayor of Strasbourg, who was also the worshipful master of the local Freemasons, asked his fellow Mason, Claude-Joseph Rouget de Lille, to compose a song to rally French soldiers to defend the country after a declaration of war against the First Republic by Austria. It acquired its name having been sung by volunteers from Marseille marching to the capital in 1795 and was adopted as the nation's anthem. However, it later lost this status under Napoleon and was actually banned outright at one point. But the government brought it back in an attempt to motivate the French people during the Franco-Prussian War of 1870 to 71. In 1879, with new lyrics, it was restored as France's national anthem and has remained so ever since. Its evocative melody and lyrics in march time have led to its widespread use as a song of revolution and its incorporation into many pieces of classical and popular music, most notably Tchaikovsky's 1812 overture, La Marseillaise. On our whistle-stop tour of the national anthems of Europe. How about Germany? Germany's national anthem is the Deutschlandlied, officially entitled Das Lied des Deutschen, Song of the German People. It's also often referred to as Deutschland über alles, which are the words of the refrain from the first stanza, but this has never actually been its title. The original meaning of this phrase was the most important aim should be a unified Germany, which would overcome loyalties to the many local kingdoms, principalities, duchies and palatines of the then fragmented Germany. The melody of the anthem is by the Austrian composer Joseph Haydn, written to provide music to a poem entitled God Save Francis the Emperor. It was intended as an impetus to Austrian patriotism modelled on Great Britain's God Save the King. The piece was first adopted as the anthem in 1922 during the Weimar Republic, at which time all three stanzas of the poem were used. The first stanza was used by the Nazi regime from 1933 until the end of the war, after which only the third stanza, with its call for unity, justice and freedom, was used officially as the German national anthem. After German reunification in 1991, only the third stanza has been reconfirmed as the national anthem. Here it is now. Jesus, Have you had enough of listening to the national anthems of countries other than our own? Okay, we'll call it a halt for now, but I'll be back next time and we'll come closer to home.
Thank you, Maggie.